Part 2.6, Undecillion. The numbers just don't add up on the flat earth. Does it matter if the world is flat or round? No. Does it matter that you live under a dome? No. Does it matter that your sky is under the waters above? No. Does it matter how the light moves to create day and night? No. Does it matter that the sun is just a focal point of light created by a lens? No. Does it matter if I have the 100% correct working model of everything? Hell fucking no. These only matter in the context of what it tells you about your world. But people can come to the ultimate realization without my model. But what the correct model does is it gives you the correct answers to verify why things are the way they are. Life is a game of survival, and 99.99999% of the population will listen to their oppressors and believe anything those oppressors tell them. It is really sad, but hey, well played, controllers, well played. There is only one thing that matters in your world. It is the biggest secret and the most important secret the controllers are keeping from you. It is the only thing the controllers care about or plan for. The recurring destruction of civilization due to the worldwide catastrophes that have been going on since the dawn of time. I call it the EMPCO, Electromagnetic Plasma Changeover Event. I have no idea what the controllers call it, but it is the only thing that plays into their motives for every action they take. They are playing the ultimate game, survival, while all the brain-dead zombie slaves are walking around with their heads up their asses. The conspiracy of all conspiracies is the truth of the EMCO. The very top-level controllers, maybe around 8,000 people worldwide, have hidden this knowledge from the masses for logical reasons. If the masses knew about these recurring catastrophes and the destruction of civilization over and over, then no one would work. If all the slaves, that would be you, decided not to work because they knew it was pointless and their deaths were inevitable, then the controllers would have no society left. No more slaves to cook their meals, clean their mansions, fly their planes, make their products, do the research, build the buildings, clean the sewers, etc., etc., etc. The controllers' conspiracy to hide these catastrophes from you encompasses every means at their disposal. Churches, all religions, public and private schools, colleges and universities, music, radio, television, computers, video games, sports, weather, news, alternative news. Everything you have been exposed to your entire life has got you to believe that life has been going on without catastrophe for millions of years, and it will continue on and on that way. You better wake up soon, or your deserved fate awaits for your complete lack of discernment and mental laziness. Did you really think, in a game of survival, the ones in power would give you the real answers? If you haven't figured out how your world works by now, then your wake-up call is going to be unexpected, painful, and brutal. I always give credit where credit is due. Velikovsky steered me on the correct path of recurring catastrophes. But it was the numbers that told me the truth. The world's population, 7.7 billion people. And the amount of time it takes for the population to double in size, also known as the doubling rate. Let's start with evolution and what they teach in schools and universities. So modern humans, or Homo sapiens sapiens, they say came around 40,000 years ago, before the present. If the population doubled every 300 years, hint, it doesn't. It doubles about every 50 years on the conservative side. But I went with the larger doubling rate to keep the total population number smaller and more manageable. In 36,000 years, doubling every 300 years, the world's population would be 2.6, and that is 37 digits long. 2.6 undecillion, and that is starting at a population number of 2, one male and one female. This is what 7.7 billion looks like. 7 with 9 digits after. Okay, you see, now it becomes easy. You can throw evolution in the trash bin along with ball earth, heliocentric model, gravity, black holes, dark energy, and dark matter, etc. Stop the presses, says all the ball earthers, evolutionists, and SpaceX fanboys that believe this really happened. They would say, you just can't double the population like that. There are so many other factors you have to take into consideration, like the advancement of medicine, the longer lifespans, better health, wars, famines, pestilence, etc., etc., etc. And I could give counterarguments to all of those points, but instead I will ask them to find whatever doubling rate you would like and go work it out yourselves on a spreadsheet, because a calculator will not work with numbers that large. But just remember this, a woman can only give birth from puberty to menopause. The rest you can manipulate all you want, and you will still come to the same conclusion if you are being intellectually honest with yourself. The numbers just don't add up without recurring catastrophes. Now, on to the religious teachings. This is what they tell you in churches. 6,000 years since Adam and Eve, but they had a flood, the only catastrophe they will teach in churches, and that was 5,000 years ago. So starting at 2 again, even though it was Noah and his family, let's take 5,000 years with the doubling rate of 50 years, the actual doubling rate of a viable population. The population would be 2.5 decillion, I believe. There's 31 digits there. Again, this is what 7.7 billion looks like. 7 with 9 digits after. Again, I will have all the religious believers hating on me because I didn't take into account the longer ages of the patriarchs, the different atmosphere, and any other beliefs they would try to use to discount the numbers. And I would respond by saying, go work out the numbers yourself and try reading the Bible again, or for most, for the first time. But this time, try having eyes to see and ears to hear. The entire collection of books called the Bible is about the recurring catastrophes. Time to stop listening to the men in robes telling you what the Bible is saying and start figuring it out for yourselves. Now on to the so-called historians. I challenge you to do the math. Because you all know, through your studies, that the only time the world population ever decreased was the Black Plague outbreak of the 14th century, according to the controller's history that is taught to you. Please go do the math. The timeline the controllers give you is wrong on purpose. They want everyone, atheist or Christian, to believe that they live at the apex of civilization and they are the pinnacle of evolution and the greatest of God's creation. Hate to break it to all of you on both sides. You ain't the pinnacle and the greatest of anything. You are just another slave to work and to carry out the controller's plans. Now, for anyone who can still think, here is the answer to when the last EMCO occurred.
After that, my guess is you'll never hear from him again. And like that, he's gone.